Saturday afternoon, it's Paul O'Mahony here, and I'm in my car and I'm driving from the neighbourhood of Glanmire, which is on the east side of a tiny Cork city, right into the centre of the city. And I'm going in there. It's now at 2:30, almost 2:30. It's wet, it's 11 degrees, overcast, and today is the day that they're counting the results of the local elections. Tomorrow is the day that they're counting the European elections, or I'm not sure whether they're counting them tomorrow or not, to be honest. But anyway, I'm going into town and I'm just going to talk about the importance of having a purposeless afternoon. I do have a purpose. I have a purpose, which is to relax, chill out. I don't have one task to carry out, which is stronger than any other. I've got a number of different things on my mind. One of them is I want to, you know, settle down, have a nice cup of coffee. I want to have a look around and see the colour, the shape, the sound, hear the sounds of the city. I want to just, you know, let the street pavements and its sounds and everything, you know, seep into me. I want to kind of immerse myself in the urban experience without a lot of time pressure. It's only 2:30. I am joining my wife and daughter in a restaurant at 6:15. So it's a good few hours. And it's time for Paul. Not time for Paul to work for somebody else. Not time for Paul to do anyone else's bidding. It's free time. And I could be spending the free time with my feet up on the sofa watching television. There might be some sport. But I don't watch television. I hardly ever watch television. If I was to do another more sedate activity than I'm going to do in the afternoon, I suppose I'd go to the cinema. And I'd go by myself, really. I have no reluctance to go to the cinema by myself. But that didn't cross my mind, actually. I forgot about the possibility of going to the cinema. I was too drawn by going to the city and walking around and taking a few photographs. I don't know what I'll do, whether I'll record audio or whether I'll... I've got a massive number of possible ways of occupying the time. And the wonderful thing is that I don't feel a compulsion to follow any of them. Now, why is this of interest to anybody else? And I'm saying to myself, I wonder why. I mean, the truth is that I don't know. And let's just say something else that would be interesting rather than reflecting upon. I have a habit of reflecting on what I'm doing frequently. So I sort of look at myself from the outside and say, Paul, what are you up to? Why are you actually recording this particular piece of audio? But on the right-hand side of me now is Il Divo, Musgrave Park, on the 21st of June. There are 2,000 extra seats on sale now. There are four guys singing. Well, there are five guys singing in Croke Park in Dublin. One Direction. And in front of me, there are all these posters from the local elections and the European elections, all of which have to come down now, because we've all done the voting. So they could be just taken away immediately. Why they're not taken away on the day after the election, why, you know, the public doesn't insist that election posters are taken down the day after the election, I don't know. They will be taken down within, I don't know, a few weeks or something like that. Maybe there is a rule. I know there is a rule, but I don't know what it is. And you can get all three totally free. Check it out. TV, 60 megabytes of broadband and phone, exclusive to Cork, free for the first 6 months if you go to UPC. Fibre power network. Well, that frustrates me, looking at that. It does, and the reason it frustrates me is that I can't get UPC. I can't. They're not in my house, in my where I live. And somebody told me during the week that that means that I'll never get them. UPC will not put down any more cabling, and so I won't get that super fast fiber broadband that I'd like to have. Suppose if I really had very fast broadband, I'd simply get so used to it, it would be the norm. And I'd want even faster. And that's true. There's a big fancy boat in the dock with the Union Jack flying off the front of it. Interesting that we can... Oops, that car. A bit of a fast one there, nearly came up on the inside. Okay, the bus is turning right. I'm driving across the river. I'm driving past the Clarion Hotel, and I'm just chilling out. It really doesn't matter what I do, say, feel, think. It's all now. There is Cork City Hall across the way. There's, it looks like some, you've got two huge signs for these four men who are singing Il Divo. I'm kind of wondering how I can get to park where I really want to park. In Cork, there are two great places to park, I know. One of them is down on the docks. And that, on a Saturday, I can park for free, for certain. But I'm not going. I think there is something called Ocean to City on very soon. I don't know if it's on this weekend. Maybe it was on last weekend. Anyway, Ocean to City. You see, Cork City is not on the ocean. That's an important thing. Some people make the mistake of describing Cork City as being on the ocean. It is not on the ocean at all. It's quite a little distance, really, from Cork to the sea. Little distance, okay. But anyway, some people starting off in the ocean are coming into the city, and that's what the sign is for. And the university college here says great minds don't think alike. It's a funny old thing about universities in Ireland. There's a whole group of them that are actually called University College. You have University College Dublin, University College Cork, University College Galway. And the complication about this is that it does give the impression to people that these are all colleges of the same university. And in effect, they're not. They're competing universities. They're vying with each other for affection. And when I use the word affection, I really mean they're vying for students, they're vying for teachers, they're vying for researchers, they're vying for funding. And although technically speaking, they're all part of the National University of Ireland. That's a kind of holding company, really. NUI, National University of Ireland. The UCD, UCC, UCG, these are all competing universities, each of whom have their own history and character, and they're trying to appeal to people on different bases. But they're all colleges. So they don't really give off the impression to somebody who hasn't got a clue that they're all separate universities. It's like the colleges of Oxford, the colleges of Cambridge. They're all, if you're going to go to university in Oxford, you belong to one of the colleges. The same in Cambridge, you belong to one of the colleges. And you will always say afterwards, well, to outsiders or people who aren't intimates of Oxford and Cambridge, you'll say, I went to Oxford, I went to Cambridge. To people who were in either of those places, you'll speak about the college that you were in. I'm getting myself, you know, completely and utterly nowhere. I'm desperately trying to think. I'm in the wrong lane of traffic. I really need to be in the left-hand lane, and I'm in the right-hand lane. Oh, dear. But it is something... I wish I could play you a bit of music. The music player on my car stopped working some time ago, so I can't play any music, which has been very good for the purposes of recording and listening to podcasts, but very bad from the point of view of being able to put a bit of music into the podcasts. And I am quite a musical guy, quite a lover of music. Doesn't mean I can make it, but I can certainly appreciate it. So I am... So I can't play you any music. Anyway, I'll be parked up in a minute, and that'll be the end of this particular audio boo. I might make another one, you never know. But I'm just kind of... I think it's great to have nothing to do. Nothing at all to do. Ramen. I found where I'm going for a meal tonight on Anglesey Street in Cork. It says Asian street food to go. Well, I think it's more than going. We're going to stay. So I hope I haven't made a mistake. But anyway, maybe they have two places. Maybe they have one place you can sit down and another place you can take away from. I'll have to check all that out. So I'm pulling up here. I'm actually... Don't tell anyone. I'm going to park on a pavement. Yep, on a pavement. Which normally you can't do, you see, but this pavement is private property. So I can't get a ticket. The local authority hasn't got authority to clamp me. God, this is a terrible hostage to fortune. You know, don't want to have to prove this in court. Anyway, there we go. End of phase one of Saturday afternoon, messing about. Bye for now. Oh yeah, this is Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio to you all.